Kia ora, everyone, and welcome back to Making Palmy Home. I'm Lorna Johnson, and you're listening to Manawatu People's Radio. And my guest today is Maria. And Maria is going to tell us a little bit about herself, pronounce her name properly for me, and a little bit about where she's from. So, morning, Maria, and how are you?
Hello, Lorna. I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I feel very honoured that you gave up the time to come to the show.
Thank you very much. So, first of all, we should say Morena.
Oh, yes, because it's Maori language. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, so Morena.
Morena. Ke te pai a koe.
Ke te pai koe. So, yeah, I'm Maria Fernanda Loureiro. It's quite hard sometimes.
Loureiro.
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 Yeah, you need to roll the R.
Yeah, I'm struggling with that. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's perfect. So, yeah, I'm from Brazil. So, and I came to New Zealand maybe more than 13 years ago, 14 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you might be the first guest I have had from South America.
Ah, such an honour.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So you're representing that corner of the world. Well done.
It's nice.
So tell us a bit about Brazil, because I'm sure not many listeners have had the opportunity to go to Brazil or has much idea what Brazil is like. Well, I mean, it's a very big country, isn't it?
Yes. I think it's the fifth in the world, like in area.
Yeah.
So it's quite a big country. And it's very interesting because we are very large. And so we have different climates and we have different cultures inside the country.
Ah,
yeah, because the extension. So it's really, really interesting country. And I'm quite biased because...
Of course.
No, it's a beautiful country and the people is very warm people, like very welcoming people and very happy. Maybe the warmth climate makes us quite happy. So, I really like there. And I think because we are very diverse as well, so we have different cultures. We have a lot of migrants coming in early time because Brazil has more than 500 years from the discovery. And so, we are quite mixed.
So it's quite a multicultural country.
Yes.
Both within itself anyway and from hundreds of years of migration.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's quite interesting, like some data. We are maybe the second colony of Japanese people.
Right.
Because the first colony, it's in Japan.
Oh.
And yeah, so... About 111 years ago, we had a massive migration to Brazil of Japanese people.
Oh, I did not know that.
See, it's quite interesting. Yeah. And yeah, so we have a lot of influence of Japanese. We have a lot of influence of Italian people, German. So like was massive migration because of the crops. So first was the sugar cane and after came the coffee.
Right.
Crops, so all this kind of monoculture brought a lot of people to our country. So it's very, very diverse.
Mm-hmm. So first language is Portuguese, is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We speak Portuguese.
Yeah. And then are there other official languages?
No.
No, so it's just Portuguese.
Just Portuguese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we are very good speaking Portuguese, not very good in the mother languages.
So tell me what it was like growing up. Were you in the countryside or in the town?
So, yeah, I born in São Paulo capital. Mm-hmm. So just to have an idea, it's like the capital have 22 million people.
Right.
Just
okay,
the
that's quite big. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was raised in the countryside. It's about 4 or 5 hours from São Paulo capital. And São José do Rio Preto, it's a long name. And... It's about, now I think about 400,000 people, and it's a median city, size of city.
Right, so something that we'd consider a very large city in New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's...
So Palmerston North seems like a village then, does it?
It's quite interesting because feels like a quite big city because it has a lot of infrastructure
okay.
and it's, yeah, a lot of things to do. So no, it's quite interesting. And it's quite horizontal, so it's quite spread.
Yes.
For us, right. It's like a lot of things are on a vertical.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, a lot of buildings and so, yeah.
So the town where you grew up, although it had a lot of people, it didn't take up a big area because you use more height in the buildings.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. This is the difference, yeah.
That's quite a visual difference as well, isn't it, when you come to Paris? Other people have mentioned that. People coming from other countries have said, when I've said, well, what's your first impression of New Zealand? They're like, oh, it's very flat. Like, the houses are all quite small. No multi-story or not much, you know?
Yeah, one thing that is quite interesting, I would say, like, my first impression of, especially Palmy, is like, the fences, the houses, there were no fences in front of the house.
Ah, yes, yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is quite different, not big walls, you know?
Yeah. So it's not that kind visual. Of sort of a compound sort of a thing that you see sometimes in other countries. Yeah.
It's the flat in the opening area. So, yeah, it's quite different.
So after you grew up in Brazil, did you stay in Brazil? Did you come straight from Brazil to New Zealand?
Yes.
Right.
I did.
So what was that journey like? And how did you think about coming to New Zealand, say, as opposed to somewhere else?
Yes. So I came to New Zealand first time in 2008 with a group of farmers just to visit some farms in North Ireland. And I fell in love. I was like, such a nice country, a lot of, you know, sheep, because I work with sheep. And I was like, no, very, very nice, very interesting. And I went back home. And yeah, after 1 year, I just split up my business. And I was like, oh, you know, it's time to invest a little bit myself.
Yeah.
So I decided to come to New Zealand because it's a safe place and a place that I speak English and I would like to learn English.
Right.
And I said, oh, it's a nice place, safe. I'll go there for 6 months.
I see. So, it was never meant to be a 14-year stint or however long it's going to be.
Oh, no. Right.
You'd be surprised how commonly we hear that.
So, yeah, it was and I think it was a really good decision in my life to come here. When I came here, I was just to spend 6 months learning English. I went to Christchurch, and the plan was staying 3 months there.
Right.
And something happened, and my backpack gone with my documents and things. So forced me to extend a little bit, like my staying a little bit longer. And in the end, it was a good thing. And my initial plan was 3 months in Christchurch and 3 months in Palmerston North.
Yeah.
So I came here a little bit later in the year, and the end of the year, the term finished. Mm-hmm. And so I extended a little bit more my staying. And when I decided, like, oh, okay, it's time to go because my visa was expiring, my ticket was like the ticket that I booked will expire as well. So I said, okay, I need to go back. And my mother came to spend 45 days with me, just traveling around. And the day that she arrived, I received an email from my supervisor inviting me to do my PhD here.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And my mother was like, I said, hi, mother, I need to tell something. And she said, oh, okay. I said, oh, I received this invitation and I don't know what to do. She said, oh, no, you're going back with me. I'm like, I'm not sure about that. So, yeah, and I accept the PhD offer and, I'm still here.
That's brilliant. Oh, well, it's our gain. So tell us a bit about your professional life. Because this was quite interesting to me because because of your work with Manawatu Multicultural Council and my work in council, we sort of met in kind of that context and that we made an interesting discovery, didn't we? So you talk about it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was quite surprised.
We were both surprised.
Like, oh, I'm a vet too. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So it's quite interesting because my father was a vet. My aunt is a vet. My brother's a vet. And I'm a vet. So, like, not many choices in my family.
You grow up in your family, it's a vet or...
That's it.
Yeah.
Actually, not. My brother's a doctor.
Oh, but a little change. He got an easier ride because he only has one type of patient.
Exactly. Yeah. So I start my vet degree in Brazil. I did my master in animal reproduction over there as well. And I was working as a vet in this area. And, yeah, I was quite happy. So when I came here with the farmers, I was like, oh my goodness, the paradise, sheep in everywhere.
It's like a little heaven for you.
Oh, yeah.
The sheep. Yeah.
So, I think this helped me to fall in love with New Zealand as well.
That's great.
So, no, it was really, really nice trip as well.
Yeah.
And one thing that called my attention when I came here first time was everybody was so nice. Everybody was so lovely. And very welcoming.
Okay.
Especially the farmers.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my goodness, it's such a nice vibe.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I think this helped me to decide that I would like to come here to learn English. Yeah. So.
and it all carried on from there really then, didn't it? Okay. Well, look, we're about halfway through, so we'll take a break and have our little musical interlude, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Naquela mesa ele sentava sempre e me dizia sempre o que é viver melhor. Naquela mesa ele contava histórias e hoje na memória eu guardo e sei de cor. Naquela mesa ele juntava gente e contava contente o que fez de manhã. E nos seus olhos era tanto brilho que mais que seu filho eu fiquei seu fã. Eu não sabia que doía tanto uma mesa num canto, uma casa e um jardim. Se eu soubesse quanto dói a vida, essa dor tão doída não doía assim. Agora resta uma mesa na sala e hoje ninguém mais fala no seu bandolim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Agora resta uma mesa na sala e hoje ninguém mais fala no seu bandolim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Eu não sabia que doía tanto uma mesa num canto, uma casa e um jardim. Se eu soubesse quanto dói a vida, essa dor tão doída não doía assim. Agora resta uma mesa na sala.
Great, so we're back on Making Palmy Home. I'm Lorna Johnson and my guest today is Maria, originally from Brazil, but now has made Palmy her home. So, Maria, after you decided, okay, I'm not going back after 6 months, I'm going to stay and do my PhD here, were you still then intending to go back to Brazil? At what point did you say to yourself, oh, it looks like I'm staying here?
Interesting. It's quite interesting. When I think you know that, because when you are in a different country, your heart is split, yeah, you know, because your family is still in one place and you are in another country. Yeah. And especially when you are like, I don't know, 13,000 Ks away, yes, from your family. So I think the middle point when I changed my mind, like now here, it's my life. It's when I met George, my husband, and we had kids.
Right.
So I think it's when you have your own family, it's when you need to decide what's better
yeah,
for the whole family. So yeah, so I think when my landmark was yeah, like, kids, done.
Right.
Now life
then,
is
then
New
you're
Zealand.
Committed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So George is a Kiwi?
Yeah, yeah. He's a Kiwi. Yeah. Yeah. He's born in Palmerston North.
Oh, how
yeah,
awesome.
Born and raised.
Like it. We approve. Good man.
He is.
Yeah. So what was it like those first few years settling in? Because you were still learning English and studying as well. How did, you know, can you sort of look back and think how you were feeling then?
Hmm. Actually, I think I was very, very lucky because the group that I belong at Massey was amazing. I had three exceptional supervisors.
Right. And that's good.
Yeah, it's I think the relationship wasn't like student and supervisor. It was more like a family and more like friends. So I was very, very lucky. And in my office, we share with eight other international people. So I think this helped the journey as well.
Yeah, because everyone's in the same situation, aren't they? They're all... I was going to say displaced, but that's perhaps a bit too strong. But they're all away from home. Mm. They're all in a new environment. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So passing through the same difficulties and the same happiness as well sometimes. So, yeah, it's the same journey.
Yeah.
Everybody is in the same boat. So, and when you arrive, we try to help that person or the oldest one try to help you in the middle way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just caring everybody together and look after each other. And I'm very, very glad for the group that I used to belong there. So,
well, that's good. And that gave you a sense of, you know, having friends and feeling a sense of belonging, I suppose.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So when you think of where you're at now, so we're, you know, nearly 14 years later. That's a good long time. what has changed for you? Are you feeling, do you still feel that you're in a foreign country, if you know what I mean? Or are you starting to feel, this is my country now, you know?
Yeah, I feel like here it's my place now. Yeah, it's quite different feeling from the beginning, like 14 years ago to now. And my journey, it's a little bit different because first I came here as a tourist, so everything was fine, everything was nice.
You're in holiday mode, aren't you?
Yeah. So I was 6 months on holiday, traveling to everywhere, North Island, South Island. And yeah, and when I settled, it's like, oh no, I need to work hard on my PhD. So it has changed. So it's like, okay, now is the reality kicking. But how the process is help you to settle in the city. And yeah, and I think Palmy is a very welcoming place. Mm-hmm. It's easy to know people. And when you go on the street and like, oh, I know that person from somewhere. Yeah. And everybody say hello. So yeah, I think you still have this kind of small city.
Yeah, sort of sense of community, isn't
exactly,
there?
Exactly, yeah.
It's hard to go anywhere without finding people you know, isn't it?
I know, you cannot hide.
That's right. Do you think there's anything that you did that helped you settle or that other people did that made life easier that, you know, would be good tips, if you like, to pass on to people?
Ooh,
or,
okay.
Or is there anything that was a challenge, that was difficult, that you think we could be working on as a community to, you know, improve that aspect, I suppose?
I think when I had like, we was quite interesting because we had the two groups. We had the Brazilian group and the Kiwi friends.
Right.
And I was like, let's have a party. So, let's call the Kiwi group. So this, I think, helped a lot, this interaction.
Yeah.
So, and it was quite nice. And funny enough, I married one of the, the person in the Kiwi group. So, yeah. And I think find someone helps a lot.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's helping through your journey. You're not alone.
Not on your own. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
And after, and it's quite interesting, the journey change.
Yeah.
Or you are aging and the journey is changing. But the, like when we had kids, we decided to have, to raise them bilingual.
Right.
So, yeah. Like, okay, so I stopped working to dedicate myself to the kids. So we decided that I would take maybe 6-7 years off my life.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, so if I'm doing this, I need to do this properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Play Center.
Right.
So Play Center is a place, maybe not everybody knows Play Center. It's like an early childhood. But we believe that parents are the best educators, so we stay with the kids.
Yeah,
it's not just like you go and you drop off your kids at the kindergarten and come back to collect them. So we stay with them. And this was really interesting because all the commands was in Portuguese for my kids because I was there.
Yeah,
and it was really interesting because we say you need a village to raise your kids. So I think at Play Center, I found this village.
Yes.
And everybody was very supportive with the multilingual or bilingual way that I would like to raise the kids. I'm still at Play Center after 6 years. But my journey will end up soon because of John, that he's going to school soon.
Right, yeah.
And so, yeah, this I think this people helping to keep the culture alive and you be yourself, it's really good. And also, when we decide to do this, I have a friendship for a long time. She went to have a Brazilian community group. And when you have kids, you see the need to keep the culture and keep the language alive.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we decide to study the Palmeirinhos.
Oh, that's right,
yes. Yeah, the Brazilian group.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we had this plan for a long time, but we didn't have enough people. And when a couple arrived here in another girl that she was doing her master in linguistics, and she was Brazilian, so like, okay, perfect time to start. We had the start, this was like three and a half years ago.
Yeah.
So we started the Portuguese class for adults and for kids, and we started the cultural events. And I think, yeah, I think this sense of community and the sense of belonging as well help a lot to settle.
Yes, so, yeah. Because you don't feel you've had to leave that portion of yourself behind. You sort of brought it with you then in a way, isn't it? And you're recreating it and you're giving that experience to your children.
So exactly.
A lot of people I've spoken to in this program have expressed how much effort they put into bringing their children up to be aware of the language and culture that they're from. And it does take effort when you're in such a dominant English environment. So
yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. We feel this.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting because some parents come to us like, oh, my kids are speaking Portuguese and they just reply in English. So like, yeah, it's a phase. Keep going. Yeah. Persevere.
Yeah.
So, it's quite interesting because we need to keep the connection between our kids that are most of them born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So they are Kiwi, but they have the other half, that are the Brazilian side.
Yeah.
So they need to keep this to communicate with the grandparents and the extended family back home.
Yeah.
So
and to know who they are, it's that sense of identity, isn't it?
You exactly.
Yeah.
So I think my kids are very proud to be half Brazilian.
<That's good. laughs> I'm sure they are. And you're doing a great job of keeping that, you know, that going and making sure that they've got always got that connection, which I think is important. Yeah.
No, I think it's very important.
And you're doing quite a bit of community work, aren't you? Because as well as all that work with the Brazilian community, you're involved in Manawatu Multicultural Council now?
Yes. Yeah. And it's a part like that I can be very proud.
Yeah.
Because it's so good to help people and see that it's working. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we start... was through the Palmeirinhos, the Brazilian community group, that we started to get involved with the Manawatu Multicultural Council.
Yeah.
So I was involved before, but not...
Yeah, not at an organizing level.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we started the Palmeirinhos, we started to get more involved and more engaged in events. And then we had the opportunity to be part of the board. And yeah... and now we are there.
Well done.
Yeah, now it's a beautiful work what the MMC has been doing during this 27 years and helping the community and this creating the sense of belonging for newcomers and migrants and former refugees. So I think it's beautiful.
It is. You're right. Well done. And thank you for that work, for carrying it on. As you say, it's been a long piece of work that you're picking up and running with at the moment, so well done. Mm-hmm. Look, we're out of time. It goes very quickly.
I know, so fast.
I know. But look, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for telling us a bit more about Brazil and your experience coming to settle in Palmerston North, and we should all be very thankful to George for keeping you here. people who've been listening to Making Palmy Home, I'm Lorna Johnson, and you can catch the show online at npr.nz/show/making palmy home. Cheerio.